So the very first time that I played pickleball was at Darnell's. I remember I was actually telling the story to Marilyn. Marilyn owns Darnell's there. I'm starting the story. She, I remember Jarrett Lippincott and I used to sneak in there when we were like 10, 11, 12, and we used to go play on that pickleball court. And I actually got a call from Marilyn, the owner of Darnell's. And so I was actually just in Chelan teaching a camp at Darnell's. It was the first weekend there in October. So I got to come back and teach at my home court, which is kind of cool. How I got introduced to pickleball was I was in Yakima. You know, I spent the last 6 years in Yakima as a head tennis pro and head pickleball pro. And one of the guys that I used to give tennis lessons to, his name was Bill Chott. He introduced me to the game about 3 years ago. And I remember Bill had, you know, and this is kind of a common theme with tennis players and ex-racket sport players. You know, they blow out their shoulder or they hurt their knee or they're not able to, you know, move as well on the tennis court or, you know, on the racquetball court. So their outlet is pickleball. So anyhow, so Bill ended up blowing out his shoulder, and so he couldn't play tennis anymore. So he started playing this little goofy game called pickleball at the local YMCA. And, he kept bugging me to come out there. And I thought at the time, I thought the name sucked. And I thought that pickleball, there's no way in heck, you know, I could be playing that sport. And, you know, I was your typical tennis player with a lot of pride. And I thought pickleball was on the basement, and then, you know, tennis was on the ceiling. And anyhow, so I just didn't think much of it. And then, Bill kind of, he got me out, got me playing. And I'm not going to lie, my first experience at the YMCA in Yakima, everybody there was about 75 plus. So I walked in, I was a 5'5 tennis player at the time, and I thought, there's no way in heck I'm going to play with this demographic, or am I going to play this goofy game on this gym floor? And I didn't really like it at first until I started playing some tournaments. And then once I started playing some tournaments, I found out there was a young crowd around my age playing, and there was a professional tour, and there was some decent money and sponsors and stuff like that. And anyhow, I found some success right away and fell in love with it, and have not picked up a tennis racket since.